Bravo.
Today, we're finally getting this done. Yeah. America's moving again, and your life is going to change for the better.
And despite the cynics, Democrats and Republicans, we can work together. We can deliver real results.
We're at an inflection point in world history. Things are changing, not just here, across the world. And the question is, how do we respond to it?
You look good, Mr. President.
Earlier this month, Pfizer announced that its antiviral pill for people infected by COVID-19, I'm announcing today that we have purchased 10 million treatment courses. I'll continue to take steps necessary to save lives and end this pandemic. Peanut butter and jelly were selected based on their temperament, appearance, and I suspect vaccination status. Instead of getting basted, these two turkeys are getting boosted.
Well, Miss Janet, he pardoned the turkeys, peanut butter and jelly. Isn't that so special of the president?
It's so special. Let's not forget, let's get another little dig in on the vaccines, just for good measure.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that little puff piece of all Joe's accomplishments brought to you by MSNBC.
Uh-huh.
Or NBC News, the reputable news source that... Brian Williams is leaving, and he is making sure that he's getting his good vibes.
And I think his turkeys in a row.
He could be the next. Wouldn't it be fun to see Brian Williams as the press secretary? Because Jen Jen's going to be leaving.
Is she?
Yeah, she says she's leaving. Yeah, she said a little while back.
Why would on earth would she be leaving?
Now it's time for her to go
she's
make money.
She's ruining the school.
She's going to make money now.
There's like a revolving door in that position.
It really is.
Nobody wants to be that.
Yeah, you don't stay very long in that position.
Wow.
And then you go make oodles of money.
I guess there's been some who have made it through an entire administration.
Not many.
Just not the last couple.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's Monday. Welcome, everybody.
It is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend.
You know what? Went to the Liberty game, froze my rear end off.
Right.
And by about midway through the third quarter, took our former foster child, and he was ready to leave by midway through the second quarter. He didn't care what the score was. He cared about the temperature of his hands and feet.
Well, that's kind of easy to understand.
So we left just in time. I was told by one of my buddies, Jeff, who was sitting behind us. Jeff said, "You left at the right time." I said, "Yeah, they were getting ready to go down 3 scores in the third quarter."
Yikes.
And he said that he left shortly thereafter. So Liberty, unfortunately, did not do so well on Friday. They are 7-4 now.
Hmm.
Still probably bowl eligible. But, you know, it's kind of like this, Janet. It's with bowl games, you know, the better you do, the better the bowl you get.
Sure.
And there are so many bowls out there. I think I'm at shopping at Target looking at bowls. There's just so many of them.
Right.
And they did the Cure Bowl the last 2 years.
And I remember when that started.
Yeah. There used to be a handful of bowls when I was growing up.
Right.
And then there's the Tostito.
Salsa bowl.
Yeah. The Tostito salsa spoon bowl. It used to be the Tostito, then the salsa bowl, and now they're down to the spoon.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll see
whatever
if Liberty
works.
Gets one. You know, they do have a winning season. They play
overall, yeah.
Yeah, they play Army next Saturday.
Okay.
So there we go. That's enough sports. And our own Trey, our own sports guy, is not here today. He's sick.
Under the weather, yeah.
He's sick, so we're winging it without him.
He's and what a place to get stranded. He's like up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, that would make me feel a little queasy too, so I get it.
Yep.
You need to come home quickly, my friend. Come home. Thought of the day for this Monday. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Interesting.
Yeah.
Not a lot of that going on right now. At all.
Yeah.
434-248-0704. That's our text number. We always give you that because we want you to participate in our my jam trivia.
And it is, wow, you gave me a lot to read. It's a small paragraph.
I hope you reviewed. Hope you studied up.
It's Monday. Oh, mm-hmm. I did study.
All right.
On this day in 1984, Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood presented a sweater to the Smithsonian. But did you know there was a time in his career he played a character that wasn't himself? It was on a show he loved so much he requested to be in it, playing, of course, a good guy. It was a show that was running during the 90s. So this was a 1990 show that Fred Rogers showed up on. He loved the show. This is really cool because of the because I know the answer and I won't blurt it
right.
out. I promise.
Good job.
You know, but it was a really good, wholesome show. Mm-hmm. One of those, you know, we just don't have a whole lot of those anymore.
No, we don't. It's true.
They're in reruns. That's about it.
Yeah. 434-248-0704 is the text number. Text us. What show do you think it was that Mr. Rogers loved so much he wanted to be on the show, and he played a fictional character, mm-hmm. the only time he ever did that. Mm-hmm. On this day in history, 1955, RCA Records makes its best investment ever, paying $35,000 to Sun Records for Elvis Presley's contract.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Him and the Colonel.
What that contract would have been worth.
Oh, my gosh.
In today's terms.
Yeah. Yep.
I think even if you translated that in today's money, mm-hmm. it was still a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. Here we go.
November of 1955, Elvis was at the Peabody to finalize the contract with RCA. The RCA executives had come down from New York. Chick Crumpacker had come down, and there was photos taken with Bob Neal and Colonel Tom Parker.
He was just named the Colonel. They always just called him the Colonel.
And who is that?
That's some music historian.
Scottish guy. Yeah. All right. I like to hear him talk. makes me feel good.
Good.
Seamus.
Let's get us some scotch.
That's right. In 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy is assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald while riding in an open-top motorcade in Dallas, Texas.
In the infamous broadcast where they cut into the Days of Our Lives, I believe.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
And then this long pause, Walter Cronkite is visibly moved whole thing.
So do you think Lee Harvey did it? Or do you think he was the patsy?
I think he was in on it. Let's put it this way. I was obsessed with this growing up. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, there was a guy in my school who had, back then it was a big deal to get a copy of the Zapruder film. He showed it in our history class. And I'll never forget this was horrible. Because he probably paid a lot of money for it back then. The camera froze up. And it started melting the frames. The frames have to go past that lens really fast because it's so hot. And literally, we saw it freeze, and the frames were starting to melt right there on the screen. The guy ran over and shut the thing down so it wouldn't ruin the rest of his film. But the Zapruder film shows a lot. I don't know if we'll ever know. Yeah. There's been a lot of conspiracies, obviously. Peter Jennings did a huge thing on it. Years ago, and he concluded that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald. I just think it was possibly the perfect storm for one guy to pull it off, but for somebody to shoot, they had an expert. They recreated the whole scenario, and they had one of the best marksmen, and he barely could pull it off.
Well, and you know, there were three failed attempts before they were successful.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I did not. Of Kennedy?
Of Kennedy.
Mm.
Three failed plots to kill JFK.
Wow.
And that's been pretty well documented. That's why I don't think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't think he was by himself.
Right.
Because there were three other attempts.
Sure.
I don't think he had the means to mm-hmm. be traveling all over the country.
Oh, sure.
To try to assassinate Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what makes me fall that way, I guess.
Yeah.
And that
some
kind
say
of
it was Louisiana Mafia, the star man
mm-hmm.
that supposedly in one of the still shots
right.
looked like a puff of flash.
Right.
They think that was a shot that could be tied in with the grassy knoll and the whole
I don't know. I think this is going to go on the way of Jack the Ripper. I think people are always going to wonder.
Hundreds of years,
In 1963, the same day, Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as the 36th U.S. president after the assassination of President Kennedy.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th president of the United States.
Tough days back then.
For sure. In 1984, Fred Rogers of PBS, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, presents a sweater to the Smithsonian Institute.
This is a better vibe than that last one.
Indeed.
Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day.
Yeah.
The days of Mr. Rogers, how we miss him. In 1999, Toby Keith put out this song. It ended up being the Billboard Song of the Year in 2000, How Do You Like Me Now?
How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio.
He's got an interesting vibrato, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The way he makes that thing do whatever it does.
Yeah, he's got his own unique sound,
yeah,
that's for sure. Hey, birthdays that we're celebrating today. Scarlett Johansson is turning 37 years old.
And I don't know where her audio bit went. I had it earlier.
Well, she's Scarlett Johansson.
It's been that kind of morning.
But I cooked the beef cheek, which is a better dish, and nobody wants to even try
it. It was good.
No. Yeah. For family meal.
Well, who are you cooking for, though?
But that's my point. Why do I have to pick? Why do I have to choose? Why can't I have both?
What do you want me to say to you?
The truth.
You want me to tell you that you're the best chef that I ever worked with. You are, Carl. You are the best chef I ever worked with. I mean it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
That's from the chef.
Also, Mark Ruffalo having a birthday today. He turns 54.
Let's record an album.
We don't even need to rent a studio.
We can record outside.
Every song we do in a different location.
Under the bridge.
Chinatown.
Rowing boats in Central Park.
Whatever happens, we record it.
If we get arrested.
Keep rolling.
Wow.
Keep it rolling.
He's pretty talented fellow.
Hey, like Christmas is right on the way for this next one.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. This is a good one. Jamie Lee Curtis turning 63. Is this
Luther,
Christmas with the Cranks?
Your face.
What about it?
It's like it's frozen or something.
Oh, this. I got a Botox injection today.
Yeah. Botox treatment.
Botox. They take a big needle and inject it into your forehead and it freezes your face like this. I read it in a health magazine.
And how long are you going to be like this?
Well, this is temporary.
Wow.
His eyebrows are up like on the top of his head.
Man. Billie Jean King having a birthday today. She turned 78 years old.
Wow.
In the old days, you had to win Wimbledon or you weren't number one in the world. So I would dream about it every night. And so I'm finally there. But it's just, it's such a wonderful stage. You know, to me, a tennis court's a stage, like an actor or in a theater or a dancer or whoever.
Hmm.
And then one more.
This guy has been on a lot of different shows.
He is, and he's the kind of guy that you hear his name, you're like, I don't think I know who that is. And then you hear him speaking, you immediately know who that is. Richard Kind, 65, birthdays today.
This is when he used to be on the TV show Spin City with Michael J. Fox. And he has been sold a bill of goods. He thinks he's talking to a psychic when it's one of his colleagues in the office. And then he wants to call the psychic while she's like, 15 feet away, and well, it all unravels.
You send me to the track and tell me to put my paycheck on a horse named Slowpoke?
Like I said, fun.
No hard feelings.
Oh my God, the horse came in? What are the odds?
About 60 to 1, baby!
He had a whole roll of like 20s. I don't know. He won a lot of money that day.
That's pretty funny.
From his psychic.
He is very funny.
Yeah, he's good.
Very funny fellow. All right. We'll be back with our answer to our Mind Jam trivia. Our text number is 434-248-0704.
I'm going to read it for you one more time. But before I do that, I want to mention here, it is Start Your Own Country Day. Did you realize that?
Yes.
You can start your own country day.
Well, you know, I've had Janet Land for a while where it's always sunny and 72.
That's right.
The food's really good. There's lots of dogs.
There's
a few cats, not many.
just enough to keep the mice away.
Ones. That's right. Yeah, just enough for them to do their job.
So Start Your Own Country Day. Let us know if you'd like to start one and what you'd call it maybe. On this day in 1984, Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood presented his sweater to the Smithsonian. But did you know there was a time in his career where he played another character? Only one time. It was on a show he loved so much, he requested to be on it. And of course, he played a good guy. The show ran in the 1990s. What is that show? And you can text us 434-248-0704. Since it's Start Your Own Country Day today, Janet.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yeah, see, I don't. There's just too much involved, too stressful.
622.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
626, there's your hint. How about some answers, Janet?
Well, they were getting close. Our question this morning was about Mr. Rogers. On this day in 1984, he presented his sweater to the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, Fred Rogers played himself whenever he was on a different show.
Right.
But there was one time in his career that he wanted to play a fictional character mm-hmm. on one of his favorite shows.
Yep.
And we ask you, what show that ran in the 90s was the show?
Mm-hmm.
We had some really great guesses.
Okay.
Highway to Heaven was one
okay.
that they
could
guessed.
See that.
I could see that one as well. I'm not sure that it ran into the 90s, though. I think that was late 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe Touched by an Angel, also a good
yeah,
guess. That
yeah.
definitely ran.
Right Network.
There, down in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer was?
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yes. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman was the mm-hmm. was the answer. And he, I think he played a pastor.
I think so, yeah.
Not a huge stretch, probably,
mm-hmm.
for his personality.
Right.
But yeah, apparently he loved Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yep.
You know, Jane Seymour playing a very different character now on TV.
What is she doing?
There's a sitcom that she's on now
uh-huh.
called Be Positive, and it's about
okay.
It's a little bit like The Cool Kids.
Yeah.
It's a like a retirement home
oh,
kind of
yeah.
thing.
Okay.
It's got a lot of celebrities in it. I don't think it's as funny as The Cool Kids.
Right.
Was, but
cool
she
kids
plays
so good.
The kind of trashy resident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She
Jeez.
Wears a lot of leopard skin and
oh,
has different wigs.
It's kind of a cougar, huh?
A little bit,
yeah.
right. A little bit of that going on. And she has an American accent, which is really weird. But,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's an interesting departure,
yeah.
shall we say.
Learned something over the weekend, speaking of actresses having accents.
Mm-hmm.
Beth on Yellowstone is like, must be from Australia or somewhere.
Do tell.
She's part of a little interview in one of the commercials. Got caught up this weekend on Yellowstone, finally. And, of course, I was doing show prep while I was watching, so I was multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, did you realize the vice president was president for a short time?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
Shudder.
Get vaccinated.
Mm.
Joe had to go under the garden hose there for a little while.
Right.
Got cleaned out. Had to get a colonoscopy. So,
Keep that classy there, Lamb. I like it. I try. Well, thankfully, everything turned out okay, and she didn't get to stay president, so there's that.
So Gizmo said everybody wants to do everything but change themselves.
Everybody wants to change or rule the world, but they don't want to change themselves, which is what it's going to take to change the world.
Yeah, National Start Your Own Country Day.
Mm-hmm. What would yours be called?
Yeah. I think mine would be called, oh my gosh, there's so many possibilities, because it could be Bread Pudding Land, Reese Land.
Well, at least you're not.
It could be Ready Whip.
You're not going to call it Marktopia or
something like that? No. It's going to involve food in some way. Yeah.
Gee, Care, I would have thought he would have named it after you, but no.
Well, inside Reese Land is not Disney World. It's Baby Doll Land.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, we did get a verdict in this weekend.
Oh boy, did we.
Mm-hmm. In the Rittenhouse. I mean, I think it turned out like it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. But of course.
Oh, they're going nuts.
There was an unrest.
Yeah.
They're still trying to decide whether or not that incident in Waukesha, Wisconsin,
is
related.
Yeah, there was a little news on that they think the person in the red SUV had just been in a knife fight or something and was fleeing. That's what CBS News is reporting, that early indications are maybe that person was fleeing another crime scene and just ran up.
So it wasn't related, maybe.
Yeah, that's what they're speculating. It is speculation. It's still unfolding. It's just one of those stories. Thank God there was a little child in the middle of the street dancing that the car missed. Mm. But five, as I understand it, five people have died and many were injured.
More than 20 adults and children were struck.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
And at least five had died. More than 40 suffered injuries.
Yeah.
And they're, saying that the numbers could change. So we've got your headlines coming up, your state and local news on the way. And currently we have some breezy conditions throughout the area that are kind of building up this morning. 45 degrees in Lynchburg, 45 in Bedford. We have 50 in Roanoke and Salem, 47 in Danville. Had some rain overnight.
Yeah, I came out to that this morning. I was a little bit surprised. Didn't know there was any in the forecast.
Hmm.
So bourbon, the holidays are coming, Janet, and I'm not trying to give you any hints or anything, but a group of people lined up outside the ABC stores in Salem on Saturday to get a limited edition bourbon. Those waiting in line got tickets before the store opened, ensuring they would receive the highly sought-after spirit. Around this time every year, ABC stores across Virginia get at least two dozen bottles of in-demand liquors. They don't name which ones. According to the company's website, bourbon's popularity has increased due to its sweet taste. Now, one of the bourbons, maybe, I'm speculating now, but it could be. Just learned this over the weekend watching Yellowstone, that Yellowstone has a limited edition bourbon itself. It says flavorful 7 and 21-year-old bourbon. So basically, these are bourbons that have been around way before the show. They just stuck their label on it. And then I found out last night, according to my wife, also The Walking Dead has their own bourbon. So looks like popular TV shows now can just kind of market some spirits out there for
Very
Christmas.
Very interesting. All right.
You may have to wait in line, though, to get it.
Could be. Well, we had a tractor-trailer fire this morning that closed off a portion of I-581 South in the Roanoke area. According to the fire department, all southbound lanes were closed between Hirschberger Road and Valley View Boulevard as crews, including a regional hazmat unit, cleaned up the scene of the fire. That's expected to take several hours. This occurred about 5:30 this morning. They say the driver of the tractor-trailer did escape without injury. They say if you're going to be out and about earlier this morning, you need to plan on an alternate route at this time.
Okay. One of the things our governor promised, and it was one of his campaign platform issues, was the grocery tax in the state of Virginia. Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin wants to eliminate the 2.5 grocery tax of his part of his day one objective. He's going to wipe it out on day one, which would be nice. He says the grocery tax is a regressive tax, and it says typically families pay up to $165 a year. That will be taken away. It says here, for example, pre-prepared foods will still be taxed, along with alcohol beverages, regardless. That leaves an array of foods that would be tax-free: spices, homemade bread, sodas, old-fashioned candies, deli meats, cheese, greens, snack items, and so on. So that hopefully will take place. We'll see if a strike of the pen wipes those taxes out beginning next year.
Well, James Madison University is in some hot water as a James Madison University student spoke out against the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The communications on James Madison University's official Instagram account briefly included a so-called student takeover video in which a JMU student lamented the murdering of two beautiful black lives. Even though the jury agreed that Rittenhouse acted in self-defense and the two men he fatally shot were both white.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the cause of my snicker. They are trying to turn this into a race issue, and it's not. Even our own CBS would start the stories last week. Rittenhouse at a Black Lives Matter takes two lives, Black Lives Matter protest takes two lives, to make you sort of assume, well, I guess they were African-American people when they were not.
Well, so it makes James Madison University look extremely foolish.
Yeah.
And also the very idea that you've got, a publicly funded school putting out that kind of propaganda is...
Yeah.
And they'll go on and on about vaccine misinformation and things like that, and they'll pull that stuff down and they'll take that down. Do you think for a second that, I mean, where's Instagram now? Mm-hmm. Where's Facebook now?
Yeah.
If anybody should be put in a Facebook jail, it should be this person.
Sure.
I mean, that is blatantly false information that could spur, incite folks to behave very badly. So, not a bright shining star in the crown of James Madison.
No.
This morning.
No.
So.
Not at all.
We'll see how they deal with that.
Well, I'm still waiting for the stories about how many people died last year's weekend, or the summer of love, rather. I've yet to hear a trial of the people that destroyed people's livelihood, those that killed cops. I'm waiting for those trials to come. They may be happening, but they're not in the news. So, and that's one of the things that the media does. It's what they don't report on that keeps us all in the dark. But this one, they were hoping for a different outcome. And, Jesse Waters talked about it because the verdict came out after we were already off the air. Came out Friday afternoon, and this is kind of his take.
And they just create a tornado of lies and turmoil that rips through a city like a Kenosha, leaves death and destruction in its wake, and then everybody else is left to pick up the pieces. Kyle's crying. The city's now in debt because their places of work are burnt down. And the country's like at each other's throat over racial animosity. Meanwhile, there's no black guy involved in the shooting. Yet Al Sharpton releases a statement today and says, it's just another reminder of, black Americans being shot. No black American was shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. And that's what people think still to this day.
Can Kyle Rittenhouse sue a sitting president for statements that he made when he was a private citizen and a candidate?
That is what Lynn Wood, Kyle Rittenhouse's prior attorney, aimed exactly to do. Because at that time, obviously, it was before he was sitting. And Bill Clinton taught us that, yes, you can sue a president for acts prior to assuming the presidency. I have to point out that, to your point, Biden used that in a campaign ad to galvanize support and votes.
There you go.
Hey, look, the hands up, don't shoot thing is still
right
around.
Yep.
And that was a lie. So, and some people would sit here and argue with you
right
that was a real
sure.
thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're trying to justify the, you know, purchase of that T-shirt they bought. But I'm just telling you, it's not accurate.
No.
So.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, there was a lot of demonstrations over the weekend. I saw the ones they were monitoring in Brooklyn and across the country. Of course, Portland's always in on the act. Nothing of a great significance like it happened last summer. Mm-hmm. So they were, for the most part, peaceful. That can always change. I think that the media has just fed so many lies into this story now. Like I said, if you're watching MSNBC, you're getting a totally different narrative on what took place and now what it means. Not only what took place, now what it means that you can just, one commentator went as far as saying, well, now this is just licensed to become a vigilante. You can just go out and kill people. You know, that's their take on it.
Oh,
so,
boy.
You know.
Actually, if anything, it's it should be a cautionary tale mm-hmm. for those wanting to go out and start trouble.
Right.
If you go looking for trouble, chances are you're going to find it. That's right, for sure.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about that.
6:44 on a Monday. It's always a good time to bring some comfort food mm-hmm. into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. They have everything you need to fully stock that pantry for your upcoming holiday meal. And go by and see Todd and the crew today. They're your area's independently and locally owned grocery store. Well, I had my official Thanksgiving meal last night. Everything turned out
good.
Very nice. One
nice.
Of the things that my kids enjoy a lot is the grazing board or the charcuterie. We know how you love to say charcuterie board. This is one that's really good for a Thanksgiving appetizer area if you do that kind of thing. It is a baked brie cranberry mm-hmm. bowl.
Okay.
And this is how it works. You're going to start by preheating your oven to 350 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Slice off the top quarter of a round bread, just a crusty bread. Mm-hmm. You can get those at your area stores there. And you're going to place the wheel of brie with the rind removed. You're mm-hmm. going to want to remove that
okay.
On top of the bread and use a knife to trace a circle around it. Scoop out the inner circle of the bread. Place the bread on the bake sheet. Spray the cooking spray on the outside of the bread. Cut slices all around the edge of the bread, about 1.5 inches apart. Be careful not to cut all the way down. This will create a removable slice for eating after it's baked. Place the brie in the emptied out bread crevice. Add 1/2 cup of cranberry sauce and sprinkle it with thyme. Bake it in the oven until the bread is toasted through about 25 minutes. And then serve immediately while the cheese is nice and melty. Now, what I'll do is the bread that I take out of the middle,
mm-hmm.
I'll cube that up and I'll put that around the sides and toast it at the same time I'm doing
right.
The bread. And it is a delicious, looks fancy. It's not really that hard to do, but is terribly good. It is a baked brie with cranberry in a bread bowl.
Nice.
Check out the recipe by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam. Brought to you by F&L Market. Their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree spiral sliced hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina sweet potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines cake mix is 99 cents with a frosting 2 for $3. And grade A large eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
6:51. It is a Monday morning, and the crackling in my brain continues. So
it goes.
busy weekend, a good weekend. You know, it's National Start Your Own Country Day.
Right.
I'm designing
my flag even as we speak.
Are we? Okay. Are you? Well, good for you. Mine's going to be spaghetti, but it's made from Cat 5 wire.
Oh.
And you really can't eat it, but you still need it.
I like it. I like it.
A Technico. That's what I'm going to call my world. Mm. Technico. It's okay. All run by computers.
Ah.
All right. And nobody has personalities. They just have zeros and ones for all of you technocrats out there. That's what we would call the rich people.
Oh, okay.
Technocrats. Yeah, technocrats.
Or fullocrats. I don't know. Rittenhouse verdict in.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Lots of folks speaking out about that. One that I wasn't expecting to hear from was NBC's Maria Shriver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kind of sparked some response after she asked, "How is it possible Rittenhouse walked out of court a free man?" All right. She's tapping into her inner lib there.
Oh, no doubt.
This is what she said. "The idea that someone could be out with a semi-automatic weapon, kill people, and walk is stunning." Really? Okay. She sparked online outrage for tweeting her controversial thoughts on Friday's verdict. Rittenhouse, who is now 18, was charged with first-degree reckless homicide, 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, 2 counts of first-degree reckless endangerment after shooting and killing two men and injuring another during a riot in Kenosha.
Okay.
This followed the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse would have faced a mandatory life sentence if convicted. Their mistake was going after first degree, I think.
It seems like they overreach in these big cases.
Clearly, this was not a premeditated anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Maria, did you look at the footage that was out there?
Right.
Makes you wonder. Shriver, however, says she was confused by the jury's decision.
Yeah.
She appeared to join in with several other media figures, shocking, who have expressed their outrage over the verdict. "I'm trying to take a beat to digest the Rittenhouse verdict." Apparently not. You're going to Twitter immediately. "My son just asked me, how is it possible that he can get charged for anything? How is it possible? I don't have an answer for him." Well, you could start with the overreach.
Right.
The fact that they were going for premeditated, and clearly it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
So here was an opportunity for her to talk to her teenage son, saying, "Son, this is why you don't go out and do things like that.
Right.
This is why you don't take things into your own hands. This is why you don't go into a situation that you're not prepared to go into."
Right.
But instead, she just throws her hands up and says, "I just don't know how this could possibly happen."
Yeah.
Several people took issue with her summary of the situation, including me, noting that she left out how Rittenhouse claimed he was acting in self-defense the night of the shootings and first went to Kenosha to try to help keep the peace as riots erupted in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Nation host Joey Jones listed for Shriver a few important items that led to the acquittal. Evidence, testimony, Wisconsin law, and the Constitution. Senator Ted Cruz said it was pretty stunning that Shriver is an NBC anchor before he too laid out the case of the facts of the case. Pretty stunning that she's an NBC anchor. She doesn't have an answer. Try this. Number one, he was charged with 6 counts. The thing that just finished was his trial. Number two, a jury of his peers found him not guilty. Number three, why? The defense argued he was engaged in self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Others mocked her misunderstanding of the case. The problem, as Maria Shriver at NBC Anchor sees it, is the jury who heard all the evidence did not come to the same conclusion as her son, who heard none of the evidence.
Right.
Boy, she stepped in it, didn't she? Okay. The state was unable to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Rittenhouse committed the crimes for which he was charged. This concludes my TED Talk. Wow. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's some interesting burns in that Twitter thread there. Maria Shriver. Ugh.
Here's some of Tucker. By the way, Tucker embedded some reporters with Rittenhouse over the past few days, which is interesting. And then they do a little interview, which if before the show's over I can grab it, I will certainly do that.
Gun laws. That's why. You watch. So if you want to know what the worst people in the world are saying, obviously you're going to tune into Jeb Bush's former flack on MSNBC. She told us today that anyone who crosses state lines is a domestic terrorist.
The Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal today, not guilty on all counts, did not happen in a cultural vacuum. There's some alarming context to this moment worth considering and talking about. Just last week, the Department of Homeland Security released its latest bulletin warning Americans again of the ongoing threat posed by domestic violent extremists. We should also point out conservative media for many, many months has been priming its audience for this moment, framing Rittenhouse as a hero.
So why are we inflicting tape like
that? I don't know anybody.
Who framed him as a hero?
And then she showed during that line, she had pictures of Tucker Carlson on the screen.
A foolish young man who got in over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hero.
Right.
Now, look, there's some people who saw him as a hero. I never saw it that way.
Right.
I saw it as someone who did not have good guidance.
Mm-hmm.
From it. Or maybe his parents didn't know, but
right.
that was just a foolish decision. And what's sad is that he felt like he had to, that there weren't enough men of age that could actually maybe handle that kind of situation better.
Speaking to his life. I don't know about the father figure. I don't know where he is. Hasn't been anything that I'm aware of.
Well, you know, we talked to Marco on the air about it,
right.
and he and I disagreed a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
His point is there comes a time when you have to stand up and say enough.
Right.
But as I said, you know, if you're not old enough to even serve in the Army,
yeah,
you know, you can't have a beer. You can't. You don't need to be going with a rifle of any kind.
Right.
Trying to defend. And do the job of the police, you know?
Agreed.
So they're just, at that age, they don't have the ability to understand
fully,
what the repercussions are going to be down the road. They don't think about the worst case scenario.
Right.
Because their brains aren't to a point where they can do that.
Right. They're not developed enough.
They just don't, they don't think. We had this conversation last night after dinner, about Mandy playing softball, and she didn't want to wear a face mask or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that she didn't want to wear.
Right.
She just didn't want to wear it until she saw one of her friends get her nose broken and had to get stitches and things like that. And then she's like, wow, is it worth not wearing a face mask to be permanently disfigured? No, it's not.
Right,
but you don't think about that when you're young.
Well, you think you're invincible.
You do.
I remember those days.
We all went through it. Yeah. We all thought that. And I'm sure this young man felt the same way.
Yeah.
Then. Doesn't feel that way now.
Well, he's matured in some ways because he had to.
Well, the hard way.
Yeah, the hard way.
He had to grow up quick, and that will haunt him forever.
Sure.
Make no mistake about it.
Sure. Whew.
Coming up in our next hour, we've got a lot more to break down from over the weekend. We've got some local headlines we're going to bring to you as well. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Monday on The Morning Jam.
Bill Trafer will talk about the Bedford fire of the middle school that happened a while back. And BWX, Campbell County, doing some expansion. And unemployment, that's all at the top of the hour after the CBS News. It's The Morning Jam on a Monday.